Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, September 16th edition. Monster 14-game slate to head into the weekend. I hope you guys had a great Thursday. Five-game slate turned out pretty good, especially if you paid one $4,000 pitcher out of Arizona. Things went really well there. The bats went well as also. So hope you guys had a good night on Thursday. It's nice when it actually works out that way. If you have any questions for Friday, you can find me on Twitter at BDentric or join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. All the good stuff there. Was not able to record Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. Had some scheduling conflicts with little ones involved. So that'll be going next week as normal. But we did have Bubba and the Bat Flip earlier this week if you need that good stuff. But tons of content as usual between here, written content, and much more on Twitter at BDentric. All right, 14-game slate. Let's just get right at it. It's weird for having so many pitchers. Not a lot I like, but let's do the totals first. You got Pirates, Mets, total of 8. Rangers, Rays, 7. Royals, Red Sox, 9.5. White Sox, Tigers, 7.5. Phillies, Braves, 7.5. A's, Astros, 7.5. Yankees, Brewers, 8. Mariners, Angels, 8. Padres, Diamondbacks, 8.5. Dodgers, Giants, 7.5. So let's talk about this pitching. You have Verlander returning from the IL. If you assume he's good to go, $11,000, great. I just don't know how much they're going to utilize him right out the gate here. They might just let him go full bore because it is Justin Verlander. If so, great matchup versus Oakland. Really risky at $11,000. You got Max Fried at 10-1 going up against the Philadelphia Phillies. Fried's been amazing this year. Philly is striking out 24% of the time versus lefties over the last month, but they're also hitting 292 with a 168 ISO and a 123 WRC+. So Fried, strictly tournament play, very risky. Robbie Ray has been really bad of late, but he does get the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, a team striking out 25% of the time versus lefties with a 228 average, but a 104 WRC+ and a 220 ISO. Quite risky as well. At least one of those three is going to pay off. I just think I'm going to save some cash. We're going to go down a little farther here. I'd rather take a gamble on Tristan McKenzie at $9,600 at home against the Minnesota Twins. Come out 25 points this last time out. He's basically got a 15 or 16 plus point floor with tons of upside. It's strictly a GPP play because he could put up a 12-pointer and burn you. You never know. But he is home against the Minnesota Twins, a team striking out 22% of the time versus righties this past month, hitting 247 with a 97 WRC+. I'll try to take the strikeout upside of Tristan McKenzie and save some money from the big dogs up top. If you don't like McKenzie, Blake Snell at $9,400 at the Arizona Diamondbacks. Snell coming off a dud against the Dodgers. Prior to that, back-to-back gems against the Giants and the D-backs. 6 innings, 4 hits, 1 and 10 Ks against the D-back in that start. We know Snell's boomer bust. All these pitchers are on this slate, but it's a pretty good matchup versus Arizona, who strikes out 24.4% of the time versus lefties, hitting 213, 103 ISO, 67 WRC+. So Snell is definitely in play at 9,400. People will look at Michael Wacha at $9,200. Man, if he's like $1,000 cheaper, I'd be in. But as bad as the pitching is on this slate, I don't hate it. Kansas City's been very, very up and down this year, a lot more down of late, striking out 24% of the time versus righties, hitting 206 with a 69 WRC+. So as weird as it is, Wacha is in play at 92. So you got McKenzie at 96, Snell at 94, Wacha 92. I kind of like Snell, McKenzie, Wacha in that order, but all are in play on this wonky slate when it comes to pitching. Logan Webb, $8,900 at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers. You usually don't want to fade the Dodgers, but Webb's in very good, 20-plus points in 3 straight, 18-plus in 4 straight. He's gone 6 innings in back-to-back starts, 6 Ks or more in 4 straight starts. So the Ks are back. That's been Webb's biggest issue this year. Now he faces the Dodgers team, striking out over 23% of the time versus righties this past month. Still super risky being the Dodgers and all, but not a bad matchup for Logan Webb at $8,700.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain, and they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
One of these days, Frankie Montas is going to get it going. I just don't know if I'm ready for it. Two starts to go against Tampa Bay. Didn't this last time out. Gets Milwaukee. Milwaukee is struggling. There's no hiding that. We prefer them versus lefties, but against righties, still striking out 23%. So in a tournament, you can use Frankie Montas. I'm not all in on Frankie Montas, but I want to throw him out there as an option on a rough slate. Weirdly enough, the pitcher I like the most on this slate is Jack Flaherty at $7,000 at home against the Cincinnati Reds. Coming off a dud at Pittsburgh, 5 innings, 3 earned, no Ks. That's why it was a dud. Prior to that, though, 5 innings, 1 earned, 6 Ks against Washington. Got up, he's 91 pitches, 87 pitches. So he's stretched out decent, especially for a $7,000 pitcher. And now you get that Cincinnati team is striking out 21% of the time versus righties, hitting 235 with an 86 WRC plus. So Flaherty at 7K. All these pitchers have blow-up potential on this slate. It's not a very positive slate, but Flaherty at 7K does have some tremendous upside. Matt Manion at 62 has got a bit of upside as well, and so does Adrian Martinez of Oakland, but I don't want to fade Houston. So Matt Manion at 62 would be my guy there. It's bad. Bad all around. So, like, you got Verlander, Fried, Ray up top. We talked about probably just going to fade them. And I'll start in the McKenzie, Snell, Waka world, going Snell, McKenzie, Waka is kind of how I look at it. Then you got Webb in the middle. I forgot to mention Jesus Luzardo at 87, coming off a bad start. I like him a lot versus Washington, a team striking out 22% of the time versus lefties. So Luzardo checks the box with Webb in that mid-range. And then for your punts, it's Jack Flaherty and Matt Manning. So a rough slate. Watch for lineups. Find out maybe some upside we'll get through there and things open up. And maybe we get report Verlander's going full go. That changes things at $11,000, but for now, I'm assuming he's not full go. It might be, maybe goes like 80, 85 pitches. It's going to be pretty damn good, and he could, but he's going to be really good to make that one pay off. All right, catcher's position on this slate. Real Muto's been crushing it. I'm not looking to fade Fried, but he's there if you need him. I'd rather pay up for a guy like Adley Rutschman at $5,100 versus Hatch. Really good spot for Baltimore yet again tonight against the suspect pitcher for the Jays in Hatch. Going down cheaper below 5K now. You got the likes of it's a rough one. Danny Jansen's been bad, so I wouldn't go there. But Cal Raleigh at $3,800 versus Lorenzen's a very good tournament play. Raleigh's got a ton of power potential in that matchup. If you are fading Snell, Carson Kelly's $3,500. He went deep on Thursday night. He loves himself a lefty. Giolito's been better of late, but still not great. We like right-handed hitters against Giolito. Eric Haas at 32 could be a nice tournament look versus Gio. Going down below 3K now. You got Yasmani Grandal, who went deep on Thursday against, well, most people on the White Sox went deep on Thursday, thanks to Gaddis on the bump. But Grandal at $2,900 is someone you could definitely look at for tournament upside. And then other than that, like, yeah, Martin Maldonado at 26, if you just want to go YOLO. Joey Bart's 24, it is versus Dustin May, though, so that's not the most ideal situation. So you got probably pay up for the most part at least above 3K at the catcher's position tonight. First base position for you here. You got Goldie at $6,200 versus the lefty San Martin. St. Louis very, very much in play in this beautiful matchup for San Martin and Cincinnati bullpen. It'd be even better if it was Great American Small Park, but we'll settle for this great matchup at $6,200. Vladito's heating up, even stealing a couple bags. He's 53 versus Jordan Lyles. Brandon Drury is supposed to be back off the IL. He's $5,200, first base, second base, first bum grinder. Padres have been so disappointing, but we love to fade some mad bum. If you're fading Luzardo, Meneses of Washington's $4,700. He is worth a look for you as well. Going down cheaper, though, Christian Walker in tournaments at 43. I don't mind Nathaniel Lowe at 44 versus Klubot as well. But Ryan Mountcastle at 41 is a good value versus Hatch. We're going to like some Baltimore bats for sure on this slate. Harold Ramirez at 39 is not bad, but he's more of a cash game play than a tournament play. This is not that ceiling unless he gets 3+ hits. Going down to the low 3K range now. Will Myers versus Bumgarner is a great play. First base outfield eligible, $3,200, extremely good value as well. So really good spot there for Will Myers against Mad Bum. That's a target we want to have. You got Mathias for Texas at $2,800. We prefer him versus lefties, but still, if he's hitting towards the top of the order, he does check the boxes versus the Klubot. Nick Prado's $2,500. We talk about him and Vinny P a lot. Vinny P's going to be down here a little ways. Not sure where. He is 2K flat against Michael Waka. I respect Waka. And then Tristan Cassis is a really good play at 2K versus Heasley of Kansas City. He has not, Heasley has not been great. So if you can get Tristan Cassis at 2K, that's a really, really nice value as well at the first base position. Second base for you here, and I'm going to probably miss some guys because it's a 14-game slate, but that's what the chat is for, and I am on Twitter as usual. We got Mookie Betts, just want to mention him because it still makes me laugh every time. Jose Altuve, 6K, but Brandon Drury at 52, very good spot up top. You got Semien at 5K. He's another guy you can look at. going down below 5K, though, Andrés Giménez versus Bailey Ober at 47 is not too shabby. I don't mind a little bit of Cleveland action versus Ober coming back from the IL. Could be a good spot to target there. If you think Montas is still broken, Colton Wong is at 41. Not the bad play there. If you're stacking San Diego, most won't use Cronenworth because it's lefty-lefty, but I like him in that matchup at 4K versus Mad Bum, so don't sleep on him. Cheaper plays, though. Vaughn Grissom is $3,500 for his Ranger Suarez, but Gunnar Henderson, second base, third base, is only $3,500. That's a really good value because he is crushing it. Another Baltimore Oriole, second base, third base, and Gunnar Henderson is one I would definitely take a peek at. Other than that, nothing too much standing out at this point in time. Third base, you got J-Ram at 58. It's totally fine. Talk about Faded Ober. You got Bregman at 57, which is fine. But Machado at 56 versus Bumgarner. He loves him, so Mad Bum. But same with Arenado at 55 versus San Martin. So two really good spots right there in both of their matchups. Rafael Devers is only 52 versus Heasley. That's outstanding. So some really good pay-up spots at third base on this slate. Even Matt Chapman's got a little appeal, but I'd rather pay up for some of those other guys in like premium matchups on this slate. But cheaper options for you here. Brian Hayes is heating up. He's 37 versus Taiwan Walker if you're feeling frisky and saving some cash. But as you guys know by now, if you're saving cash at third base and the Texas Rangers are on the slate, Josh Jung is only $2,300 versus Corey Kluber. Almost a lock button, just plug it and play type thing. Shortstop, you got Bichette at 6K, which is awesome. Lindor at 59 is outstanding. He's been just crushing it. Gets a good matchup versus Mitch Keller. You got Bobby Wood Jr. down there, but Corey Seager's 53. Xander Bogaerts is 53. So Boston is going to be a fun one as well on this slate. Some other options, though. O'Neill Cruz in tournaments at 46 is in play for you against Taiwan Walker. Cheaper plays, you got Jorge Mateo at 36 if you need to go there. He's shortstop only. And then you got Gunnar Henderson at second base, third base. You can get your Baltimore action in play. But other than that, not a ton of value at shortstop. Outfield position in 14 games would be tons and tons of guys. You got Judge, you got Otani, Betts. Trout versus Robbie Ray is very enticing the way Trout's hitting the baseball at 6,100. I like that quite a bit. You got Jordan Alvarez at 59 versus Martinez is a good play as well. Randy Rosarena probably gets overlooked. He's 57 versus Martin Perez. You got Kyle Tucker at 56. He's crushing it. But, you know, all these big dogs up top and somehow J-Rod's 5,500. That's awesome. I like Tyler O'Neill quite a bit against San Martin as well at 5,400. You got Cedric Mullins at 52 versus Hatch is another good spot. So tons of pay-up spots at the outfield if you need them. Eloy Jimenez is up to 5K. Remember when you were playing him for like $3,400? Yeah, time. Those were good times. Good times. He's crushing it. He's 5K, so you can still get on that if you want. Teoscar's 48. Manny Margot's 47. A couple nice plays in the upper 4K range. Mid 4K and below now. Andrew Vaughn's 44 if you need to go there. I like Tyler Naquin at 43. I wish he was higher in the order, but still a good spot there versus Mitch Keller. Below 4K now, Jake McCarthy at 37 just keeps checking the boxes. He's a beast for Arizona. Oscar Gonzalez is crushing it. He's $3,700, one of the better value without going into the 2K range. So that's a good spot there for Oscar Gonzalez. Going down to the low 3Ks, now you got Austin Hayes at 33 for Baltimore. I mentioned Will Myers. I like that price point at 32 a lot, first base outfield eligible. He'd be a guy I'd have circled for sure. Going below 3K now, there'll be a lot of options on this 14-game slate. Weirdly enough, Marcelo Zuna is kind of in play at $2,700. Bubba Thompson at 27 is worth a look for you as well. Ben Gamble, I don't think you need to. I'd rather go Gavin Sheets at 27. Sheets went deep on Thursday. If you're going for a tournament play, value at $2,700, he'd be worth a gamble. Other guys down here, if you just keep going farther, Stone Garrett of Arizona is $2,400. He led off on Thursday night versus the lefty. He might lead off again against the lefty Snell on Friday at $2,400. He's someone to possibly use, but I kind of like Snell, but I can see the appeal. Jose Siri is $2,300 versus Martin Perez. Not a bad value for you there as well. And like I said, I know I'm going to miss some guys down here, but I'm going to scroll down just to make sure. Jordan Luplow will start versus a lefty if you're feeling it for Arizona at 2K. Again, not a must play, but he'll be down here too. So Lots of options. Check lineups. There'll be more and more as the month of September goes on this wonderful baseball season. Pitching positions, again, Verlander, Fried, Ray, pay up spots, but I don't trust Ray right now. Fried is good. It's just how Philly's crushing lefties right now. Then you got Verlander. How deep is he going to go? If I had to rank him, it's how they're priced, Verlander, Fried, Ray, but it's tricky. I'd rather save a few dollars, McKenzie, Snell, Waka. Give me Snell, McKenzie, Waka in that order. If you want to go in the 8K range, I like Webb with a little bit of Lizardo. But the Webb one could be really nice low-owned against the Dodgers because most people don't fade the Dodgers, and you got 20-plus point appeal there. And then cheaper plays, Flaherty at 7K. I know he's very inconsistent, but he's got up to 91 pitches. Very good matchup for Cincinnati. Should be able to pick up the dub. So like Flaherty at 7K. And then if you need to punt, Matt Manning at 62 is there. But it's murky, to say the least. If you're stacking things up, though, it gets better for you. Like Baltimore quite a bit against Hatch. Boston versus Heasley is very, very nice. Love San Diego versus Mad Bum. Another one to look at. You could go White Sox versus Manny, but I'm not there. Houston versus Martinez is definitely in play. Toronto versus Lyle is not bad at all. Like the Mets versus Keller quite a bit. Love St. Louis versus San Martin. San Martin, Texas, might be in play yet again versus the Klubot, which is always entertaining. But there's tons of plays on this 14-game slate. My favorite ones, Baltimore, Boston, San Diego, and St. Louis right now. But tons and tons of ways to go on this 14-game slate. But we're in. We're out. We're done. Going to be a fun one. Hope you guys have a great weekend. If you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. Hit us up in the Free Fantasy Degens Discord. We'll help you out there as well. We'll have college football. We'll have NFL. We talk PGA. Their guys are talking NHL today. Got you covered all over the place in that Discord, and it is free. So just ask and get us in there. Give the podcast a rate and review on iTunes and Spotify. If you're watching on the YouTube, give it the old thumbs up, like, share, all that good stuff. But I hope you guys have a good one. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Friday, September 16th edition in the books. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.